Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to At Home with Victoria, a news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network with your host and TV journalist, Victoria Gaither, and entertainment co-host, Michael Kay. Now, here's Victoria.
Well, here I am, TV journalist Victoria Gaither. As always, thank you guys for taking the time to join us tonight on the show. Entertainment co-host Michael Kay is also here. And Michael, tonight's show is interesting because I'm sure a lot of our listeners as well as a lot of our followers have probably heard of Keenwan, what we're going to talk about tonight. Maybe people don't know a lot about it. In fact, I think this show is going to be more of an education for you as well as me because we don't know a lot about the sort of high-fiber protein, but our guest is going to join us in a little bit to talk about it. And I know, Michael, your sister swears by quinoa.
She does. She actually suffers from celiac, so it's a gluten-free product, quinoa. I've never tasted it. She describes it as a mix between creamed that milled wheat and actually tapioca. So it has that kind of flavor that you can add to. She does sauteed bananas in it, and she thinks it is the cat's pajamas. So quite frankly, I'm pretty interested in learning the nutritional benefits from it. And she's in Whole Foods, so the woman is quite brilliant at her own craft.
I think so, and I think we actually have our guest on the line. Ingrid is actually her name, Lizarno, who is joining us tonight. Again, she is just a fascinating woman, and what's also very interesting about her, Michael and I were just in D.C. on our promotional tour for At Home with Victoria, and Michael, you may not remember this, but we sort of drove through the area where a lot of the embassies are in D.C., and it's this really sort of rich cultural area in D.C., but Ingrid, in fact, is going to be there this Saturday for an event that's called Passport to the World, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about that as well. Ingrid, thanks for joining us.
Hello, Victoria. Hello, Michael. How are you today?
Hello, Ingrid.
We're happy.
Excellent. Well, I'm happy to be with you.
Well, listen, Michael and I and our listeners are so super excited for you to talk about quinoa and also what it is and the nutritional benefits and results that we will get from it.
Absolutely. So you fire away, and I'm right here for you.
So what is it, and how can we find it?
Well, first of all, let's talk about the particular kind of quinoa that we use in our Andean Dream products. It's a very special quinoa called royal quinoa. And royal quinoa only grows in the Bolivian Andes at an altitude of about 12,000 feet and above. And it grows in particular around a 6,000-year-old salt lake, which contains a massive amount of minerals. NASA actually discovered this lake when they were doing space orbits, and they sent a team of researchers there to test the mineral content of the lake and found that it had everything essential for human nutrition. So they started to use the quinoa grown around the perimeter of the lake in the space program. They liquefied it, and they sent it in space with the astronauts, and it could actually sustain life for up to 3 months.
Wow.
So this particular royal quinoa is really a superfood, and that is the particular variety that we use in our Andean Dream quinoa products.
Wow. Ingrid, what would quinoa replace in our daily diet? You talk about it being a complex protein. Would it replace meat? What does it actually
eat? Absolutely. For people who do not eat meat, myself being one of them, we do require other sources of protein, and it is an amazing amount of protein that you get. For example, just I'll take the quinoa itself. Is very, very high, the royal quinoa, and it has 21 amino acids, all 8 essential amino acids. But our product, for example, the pasta, has 24 grams of protein in an 8-ounce box.
Wow.
It's really protein-packed. So you could actually make a meal of it. And we just came out with some soup mixes just at the end of last year. And they're vegan dry soup mixes. You just boil the water and place it in. It's very user-friendly. And those have 15 grams of protein in them. So it's a great substitute for meat. And then you're not only getting the protein, but you're getting the amino acids as well.
And, you know, Ingrid, I was sitting here thinking because I was looking at your website, and for those of you that are listening and also inside the chat room, we put all of her information and her website there. So if you want to later on go back and continue to read more about this. But it's also corn-free, and also I really wanted to focus on gluten-free because at least within my industry as a journalist and Michael and I and what we do, you can't turn on the television these days without talking about gluten-free foods and how, you know, many families across America and all over the world are now looking for products because, you know, that gluten in food is really having a tremendous effect on kids and also just folks' general health as well. So that's wonderful that it's gluten-free.
Yeah, I mean, people don't realize what gluten really is. Most people don't think about it. I never did growing up eating bread. But when you think about pizza dough as it's being made and how it's stretched and manipulated in every different shape, that's actually the gluten that's stretching. So when it goes into your system after we consume it and it's being digested, that's what your intestines are having to do just to break it down. And it's very stressful on the system, and many people have a lot of severe reactions to it. So more and more people are being diagnosed with this. Some of them had health conditions that they didn't even know were related to this. And now they're finding out that they are, in fact, associated with it. So we're very happy that it's gluten-free because we address the concerns of those who are looking for alternatives. But we took it a step further because I really believe that there are so many people with food allergies in this day and time. And so we also made our products free of dairy products, eggs, soy, corn, and nuts. And we kept our cookies especially low in sugar because we know that kids who love cookies, and big kids too, some of us, you know, we get too much sugar. We're just inundated with sugar. And so we source all of our ingredients and we make sure that they're pure and clean. As many of them, we get organic certified as we can, although we have some small farmers that just can't afford the certification in Bolivia. So we check them out. We make sure there's no genetically modified anything in our products. So that's the other thing you mentioned, corn. That's becoming a real concern to people now because there just really isn't any corn available anymore in the United States that's not some way tainted with genetically modified organisms. It's awful. So...
I was thinking too, and Michael and I are very much, I don't want to say that we're into health. I mean, we certainly, you know, try to lead healthy lives and exercise and eat healthy. But we were having this conversation, Ingrid, a couple of days ago about how I really feel like, you know, Americans were sort of for the past 20, 30 years in this food coma where, you know, all we wanted was fast food and drive-through. But I kind of feel like people are sort of coming out of that right now, and, you know, to be able to go into Whole Foods and different stores now and to have a different choice of more healthier foods, I think really is reflecting society as well as reflecting, you know, what people are thinking and what we expect, you know, from products and manufacturers now.
Absolutely. No, you're right on it. We have so many consumers that just don't want to eat processed foods anymore, artificial colors, flavors, they're shying away from that. And they want something that's pure and healthy and natural. And so we're even seeing the traditional grocery stores that are starting to put more of these products in certain aisles. So we're happy for the reverse in trend. That was our goal and when we introduced these products to help educate people to eat healthier.
Yeah. Ingrid, okay. Just a couple questions. Number one, quinoa is actually a grain, correct?
It's actually a seed. It grows in a beautiful flowering plant that goes from different color variations. When it's not mature, it's green in color, and then as it matures, it changes colors, and then you have the red seeds, you have the black seeds, you have the white seeds. If you go to our Facebook page, our Andean Dream Facebook page, you can see some images of the black and the red quinoa. I just got back from Bolivia about 3 weeks ago. I was there right before the harvest, and I took some photographs of the fields, and they were just gorgeous, so you can see that.
I'm looking at them right now, actually. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Michael.
No problem. So the seeds are ground down to go ahead and make your pastas, your breads, and everything like that. Is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh. We make it into a flour, and it is organic royal quinoa.
Right. Now, you recently made a trip to Bolivia to visit the region where quinoa is grown and meet the farmers and stuff. What was your experience like there?
It was amazing, actually. Before 6 months ago, it was very difficult to get to this area. You're talking about maybe an 18 to 20-hour trip on surface roads that are completely unpaved. So they just started a small airline company that flies into the region. And so we were able to fly there, and then we had to take a Jeep 3 hours on a dirt road in order to get to the community. So it was still a difficult trip, but it was worth every minute of it. The people are so humble and so welcoming and happy to see that we're supporting their businesses. And I remember when I first started the company back in 2006, how they were living, and just to see the remarkable improvements in their standard of living from mud and brick houses that had dirt floors with no plumbing, no electricity. Now they're building homes with solar panels, and the kids are getting an education, and they have health care. And it's really added a wonderful dimension to their life. And they're very happy that they have this booming industry and that the world is receiving this grain so well. So I was delighted to meet the farmers. It was interesting to learn about their lives and how this harvest works, and to see the plant fully matured and the different steps it goes through, and to hear about the sustainability of the crop and how they focus on that as they rotate every year, and to understand that they care about the environment. They leave the natural vegetation every 15 meters, and you can still see the llama and the alpaca and the vicuña, running through, the plains there. It's quite a beautiful area. So,
I tell you, the way you describe it, I think Michael and I want to get on an airplane and go with you the next time.
Oh my gosh! And you know, that Salt Lake that I was telling you about earlier is magnificent. The Uyuni Salt Lake. It's one of the largest salt flats in the Southern Hemisphere, and that is a spectacular experience. I think everybody should see that once in their life. So we were able to see the lake as well, because the quinoa grows, in proximity to it, and it was a very nice experience. I mean, for those of us that are passionate about quinoa, and we have that business focused on it, it's a good experience to actually meet with the growers and to learn about their lives and how this whole thing works.
And one thing, Michael, and also Ingrid, that I was very, very, very happy to see that you do, and that you're also, Ingrid, concerned about. I went on the Internet and saw some of your past interviews that you've done on different television, local, and network stations across the U.S., and two things that really stood out to me was fair trade, your interest in that, and also your interest in putting, women in Bolivia to work so that they can work, take care of their families. So talk a little bit about that, because that's good stuff there.
Well, we had the prerequisite for our manufacturing that when we decided to make everything in Bolivia, because we knew that there was such a great need for jobs there, for people that were involved in the industry. We focused on women primarily because so many of the women are single mothers, and also a lot of them have disabilities, and so we have women in the factory that have different physical challenges, and so we try to hire those women first and foremost and give them jobs and train them how to make the products so that they can support their families, and this has worked out really well. And we're happy, that in some small way we can help the people down there.
Now, Ingrid, you have a number of products that you have manufactured and stuff. Tell us a little bit about them. You're in Whole Foods, which is a huge, huge, huge thing.
Yeah, it's something that I was I would say we were blessed with, because when I first went and started the business in 2006, I kind of went down more as like a social mission. My husband was a 25-year career diplomat for Bolivia, and he was consul general in Los Angeles. So I went down there with, his support, and really he was my inspiration to do this, and wanted to create a product, a value-added product that we could bring back to the U.S. and really introduce into the daily lives of people that was focused on quinoa because of its high nutritional content. And so it was a wonderful opportunity to go down there and to see that we were able to connect the dots so quickly. But then when I brought it back, the initial samples, I went down in summer of 2006, and I brought them back with me. I was able to get Whole Foods Southern Pacific region, which is the Southern California, Arizona, Nevada, to give us our first chance in introducing them. And so that region took off well, and then it just started to grow from there. And then we added other products to the line, and we've been able to maintain our placement on the shelf since 2006, which, you know, is really great, because at the time we did it, not many people really knew about quinoa. And now, of course, everybody's talking about it, and 2013 was declared International Year of Quinoa by the United Nations.
Wow. Is it possible to actually grow quinoa in North America, or is it only specific to the Andean region?
Well, this particular royal quinoa really grows well in that particular region. It has something to do with the soil. They have tried experiments of growing it in Colorado. They have tried growing it in Canada. It's not a very abundant crop, and the seeds are quite small, and the protein content is not as high. But, you know, I guess, there will be more and more attempts as this really becomes such a commodity. And
right.
I'm just hoping, I mean, in Bolivia they certainly won't do this, but I'm just hoping that somebody doesn't decide to genetically modify the seed and
Vic, I just want to go ahead and interrupt. There was a thing on Facebook where someone went ahead and put a GMO corn and an organic grown corn stalk out, and it was up to the squirrels to determine which they like better. The GMO corn was not eaten at all. So even animals know not to eat it, which I find so incredibly fascinating.
It is.
I think they
have more clue than we do sometimes. We don't even know what we're eating. You know, they hide it so well in foods, and we don't know what we're eating sometimes. You know, when we go to those Mexican restaurants and we're eating those tortilla chips, we don't know if they're genetically modified.
Yeah.
They might be.
That, and you know, guys, what that makes me think of, Michael and I, Ingrid, did a show, I think this was about a month ago, and we had a physical fitness trainer on from L.A., and we were talking about GMOs and all of that, and I had saw a story on the news about cornflakes. You know, I grew up eating cornflakes my whole life. I mean,
of
as
course.
Most Americans did. And in this show about cornflakes, they were talking about the high content of mercury. It completely, Ingrid and Michael, blew my mind, because I'm thinking, how in the world does mercury get into cornflakes? I mean, so it is amazing that you really just don't know what it is that you're eating. But I just really believe there's this huge movement in this country now where people are waking up for this sort of food coma and saying, hey, you know what? We don't want to eat processed food anymore. You know, we don't want to do this anymore. Do you got something better or something else that you can actually give us besides that? And speaking of food and giving, I do want to mention, because Amy will not be happy with me, Ingrid, if I don't talk about this, the reason why you are here tonight is to talk about your event that you're going to take part of this Saturday in D.C., Passport D.C. So talk a little bit about that. You're going to be at the Bolivian Embassy. Fancy.
Yes.
That's a nice place.
Fancy, spancy.
Yeah, so this is our second year doing this. This is the event called Passports of the World, and for any of your listeners who are available this Saturday, May 4th, from 10 to 4, Embassy Row opens up all of the embassies, and the general public can walk through, and you will be treated to a feast of the eyes of art from every culture, music, food, crafts, everything imaginable. So you can go from embassy to embassy, and we will be at the Bolivian embassy from 10 to 4 sampling out our quinoa cookies and our quinoa soup. So if you're in the area, please come by. We would love to meet you.
Well, Michael and I, Ingrid, are a little jealous because we were
just in D.C.
We just literally left D.C. We were there for about 4 days on a promotional At Home with Victoria tour, and I happened to talk to Amy when it was done. So I was thinking, my goodness, had I known that, we would have definitely stayed in town to meet you in person and to sample some of that and to say hi. But I was born and raised, Ingrid, in D.C., and I was telling Michael that Embassy Row is in one of the most beautiful sections of D.C. that you can ever imagine, and it's always wonderful just to be in D.C. And, Michael, I don't think I've taken you to a lot of the embassies there, but they all have their unique structure, their own unique personalities, and it really is, you know, a nice place to go and visit. So I am just jealous that we're not going to be there, but I know that you're going to have an absolutely wonderful, wonderful time there. I know you are.
Oh, well, thank you, and I appreciate your mentioning this, so we hopefully will have some of your listeners come down.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely, in D.C. And quite frankly, Ingrid, is this your first visit to D.C.? I mean, being the wife of a dignitary, I'm sure you've been there a few times.
Well, this is our second year doing this event at the Bolivian Embassy, and then I had visited in a past life. I used to be in the entertainment industry, D.C. on other occasions. I used to be the contestant coordinator for the game show Jeopardy, so I used to go there all the time and do contestant searches. So, you know, we all do different things in life, and so this was my time to do something different. So it's been a wonderful experience.
Well, fantastic. Actually, Ingrid, we have a live chat room. We want to go ahead and mention, actually, all the new guests joining us tonight. We have a question, actually, from Mike Cullop. And the question is, are the foods that are made using quinoa expensive versus the alternative?
Well, that was actually a very good question. So eating healthy is not always inexpensive. So my philosophy, because I really am focused on eating healthier, is it's quality, not quantity.
Right.
I think sometimes we're used to, on the American plate, having a massive amount of food, and we really don't need a massive amount of food. We need a good amount of food that is rich in nutrition. So, yes, it is a bit more expensive. I mean, if you go to the store, for example, and you buy our pasta, it's in the $4 range. If you go and buy, you know, one of the other, you know, semolina pastas, you could be getting a pasta in the $2 range. So it would be double, but you're looking at 24 grams of protein. You're looking at feeling more satisfied. You have amino acids. You don't have the gluten in there. So, yes, and quinoa is not an inexpensive commodity. When I first started in the business in 2006, it was selling for $1,200 a metric ton, and now it sells for $4,300 a metric ton. So as you can see, it's gone up. We have tried to maintain our prices to the best of our ability and obviously sacrificing margins, but that's what we've had to do to keep our price point affordable for our consumers. But, yes, it would be more expensive than traditional pasta or traditional cookies or soup mixes.
Yeah, but I do think, though, at the end of the day, and I know what Mike was saying, and he's very much eating better, I think, also, and exercising the what he does.
Well,
I mean,
he's lost at least 40 pounds.
He lost 40 pounds, yeah. The trade-off for a couple of extra dollars, you know, is certainly well worth it.
Absolutely.
Well, Ingrid, Michael and I want to thank you so much for taking the time. This was sort of a fast interview that I talked to Amy about in getting you on tonight. I know you're a very, very busy businesswoman, but again, we appreciate your time, and we'll continue to post on our Facebook page and through social networking that you will be in D.C. at the Bolivian Embassy this Saturday, and for all of our fans and listeners to stop by, try your cookies and your soup, and to say hi.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate both of you and your time, and I wish you a lovely evening.
Thank you so much, Ingrid.
Okay,
again,
thanks to both.
And again, everybody, Ingrid's going to be taking part in Passport to the World, and that is in D.C. Saturday starts at 10 o'clock, and she will be at the Bolivian Embassy, which is a beautiful embassy. I've driven by there before, so make sure, you know, Michael, you go by and say hi. And if you do try her cookies, post a link on my Facebook page or Michael's Facebook page or email us at home with Victoria at Yahoo and let us know how they taste so we can tell our listening audience. But, Michael, she's gotten wonderful reviews from Food and Wine Magazine, Good Morning America, Dr. Oz. I mean, so, you know, she's really doing some good stuff in the food industry.
Oh, absolutely. And being in Whole Foods, they're no fools sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm so thrilled. Michelle, talk to me about it. I put it in the back of my head kind of a thing, but the – absolute nutritional values of quinoa are actually healing. So it's one of those things that spend the extra couple of dollars and make your life better. So
yeah,
wonderful
exactly.
lady.
And you know,
oh, so
and you know, you and you know, one last point I wanted to say when Ingrid had talked about that it actually does cost maybe a couple of dollars more. I was thinking that, you know, generally when we eat traditional pasta, you know, you kind of get full for a couple of seconds, and then you're hungry again.
Right.
But I think with quinoa, I kind of feel like, you know, because it's that high content of protein, when you actually eat that, like, that's going to sustain you, and you'll be full, you know, for example, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 hours after that, as opposed to eating that processed food, you're full for 30 to 45 minutes, and then you're hungry again. So
it fuels your metabolism, so you're burning calories versus ingesting fat and having that turned into sugar. So, I mean, it makes perfect scientific
it
sense.
It does.
Yeah,
it makes complete perfect sense. But, guys, also check Ingrid out on Facebook. We have her link inside our chat room. She also has her on a website, so make sure you check her out. And the next time you're in Whole Foods, you can, you know, check out her products, and also you can find out where her products are if you go to her Facebook page. But just a wonderful interview, and like you and I mentioned, we were in D.C., so we've got a couple seconds to talk about what we were doing in Washington and then wrap it up, and you can focus on what we're doing tomorrow. Had a great time in D.C. You're in love with Washington, aren't you, Michael?
You know what? Every time I go, I fall in love with Washington a little bit more. Visiting the Arlington Cemetery, and quite frankly, for those who don't know, Victoria was a tour guide during her college years. So I am with an absolute expert on D.C. with a running commentary every time.
Yes.
Arlington Cemetery blew me away on so many ways. The video is up on YouTube, and actually it's up on my social page. Vic, I had no idea that 400,000 people were buried on 642 acres of that land, and owned by Robert E. Lee. It moved me to tears on so many levels. Saw the eternal flame, saw where Jackie Onassis and Bobby Kennedy and JFK, we visited the Franklin Delano Roosevelt. It was so moving, and I have to thank you for really introducing me to the best of American history in D.C., because that town is kick-ass.
And that's really, that's really what it is. The one thing Michael neglected to mention is that I took him to the Museum of American History. And what was very interesting about the Museum of American History, a lot of what he saw at Arlington Cemetery, they had different exhibits at the museum about the Civil War, about Abraham Lincoln, about slavery. So actually it was very interesting, and I didn't, of course, make the connection, nor did I know that was going to happen. But all of that really tied in together for you to kind of give you this, you know, history lesson. And I know the Museum of American History, I know you liked Dorothy's ruby slippers, and I know you loved the First Lady's gown exhibit.
I did. I also love Julia Child's Kitchen. I love the African-American exhibit, even though I got a little angry in it because I get frustrated. but just stunning, so stunning. So next time I go, I want to visit the museum, the Crime Museum. I want to go to the Butterfly House, and I look so forward to returning to D.C., Victoria. I can't thank you enough. You are a brilliant tour guide, and that's why you were hired.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, yes, that's why I was hired. But anyway, before we leave, who's on tomorrow night? And we've got an interesting story with one of our guests tomorrow. Michael will tease you a little bit about the Michael, our guest tomorrow. Then we're going to play some music and say goodnight.
Absolutely. Tomorrow night's show considers Sarah Schofield. She wrote a book called Dating by the Books. Hilarious, well done, well written. Richard Sims is also going to join us from Soaps and Depth. He's going to give us a tip on One Life to Live, and All My Children Are Actually Going on the Web. They're not on television, but are on the web again. And then Michael Albin, I'll let him tell you the story tomorrow night. It's really fantastic and so charming. Anyways, he'll be here. He's a model actor, director, and in House of Cards on HBO with Kevin Spacey, so he'll be joining us tomorrow night. Victoria, a fantastic show. I want to thank Ingrid again, and I want to thank all the new guests, including the brother from the mother, and let's end with some music.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. In honor of the nation, here's Adeline Cruz, Colors of a New Generation. Don't go away.
You've been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelly Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.